The student survivors turned activists from Parkland, Florida, hit the road this summer. They'll make 50-plus stops in more than 20 states, and their mission to try to turn the gun control wave they sparked in the spring into an energized voting bloc for midterm elections. The tour kicked off last night in Chicago.
What do we want? When do we want it? If we don't get it! If we don't get it!
But turnout is typically low in midterm elections, especially for young people, and Pierre's Brackton Booker explains whether there are signs of change this year.
The tour is called Road to Change. 20-year-old Matt Deitch is the chief strategist for March for Our Lives.
The main point of this tour is not just to educate people on gun violence and what we can do to prevent gun violence, but it is to register more people to vote.
In the time since 17 people were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, young people have become a potent force in the gun debate. They've warned federal lawmakers, enact stricter gun laws, or be voted out. After 3 months of marches and rallies, not much has changed on the national level. Now the tactic is mobilizing new young voters.
For the most part, we're making voting cool.
The hope is to rev up those potential voters through a pair of bus tours. One solely focused on Florida, another that will crisscross the nation. Organizers say that along the way, they will visit places with frequent gun violence, as well as meet with pro-gun rights groups. The main focus, though, is turning out the vote. Kay Kawashima Ginsburg studies political and civic engagement of young Americans at Tufts University.
You know, young people generally vote at a pretty low rate in midterm years as compared to the presidential years.
It was paltry for the 2014 midterms, around 16% for 18 to 24-year-olds, according to the Census Bureau. I asked Kawashima Ginsburg, is there any evidence things could be different in 2018?
And what we did find was that in a lot of states, the youth registration numbers has actually exceeded the numbers from the November of 2016. And that's really significant because young people mostly register to vote for the first time in September and October of the election year.
She points to blue states like California and deep red Alabama as places that have seen increases in youth voter registration. Doug High is a GOP strategist and says there is still a long time before the November elections.
Maintaining voter interest and also maintaining a presence over a long-term period, we're talking about another 5 months, is hard to do for any kind of movement.
He praises how the Parkland activists have been able to sustain the gun discussion for so long. But the real test is whether they can match the voting intensity by those who are for gun rights.
Most voters aren't necessarily single-issue voters, but if you are a single-issue voter and guns is the issue, what we've seen in the past is it's the pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun voter that really is almost guaranteed to show up at the polls.
Matt Deitch, the chief strategist for March for Our Lives, is up for the challenge because, he says, lives are at stake.
We're making voting something that isn't just checking a box. It's literally you being a hero and you saving lives. And that's what we have to do with this.
The Road to Change is in Chicago the rest of the day before pulling into St. Louis tomorrow. Brackton Booker, NPR News.